We now would like to start the press conference about the extension of the deadline of the 178th Annual Securities Report and the outlook for FY 2016 business results. First of all, let me introduce today's speakers. Satoshi Tsunakawa, Representative Executive Officer, President and CEO. Masayoshi Hirata, Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Executive Vice President. And I am Hasegawa from PR and IR Division. I will be the moderator. First of all, Tsunakawa will explain about the announcement. I am Tsunakawa. Today, we filed an application to Kanto Local Finance Bureau for extension of the deadline of the 178th Annual Securities Report for FY 2016 until August 10th, and we received an approval for that. When we announced the outlook for the full year result for FY 2016 on May the 15th, we said that we would cooperate with the independent accounting auditor and then do our best to submit the annual securities report for FY 16 by the statutory deadline of June 30th, which we have made an effort so far, but we are in a situation where we have to extend the deadline for submission. We also have received today notice from Tokyo Stock Exchange and Nagoya Stock Exchange that our stock will be transferred from the first to the second section of the exchange and be listed as a security in the grace period pertaining to delisting. So our stock will be transferred to the second section of the exchange on August the 1st. We would like to explain the reasons for the extension of the deadline of the annual securities report and for the section transfer of the stock. But first of all, we would like to express our sincerest apology to our shareholders, investors, and all other stakeholders for any concern or inconvenience that may have been caused. In addition to the explanation of the reasons for the extension of the deadline of the annual securities report, Hirata will explain the outlook for the FY 2016 full year result, which has been updated since May the 15th, including balance sheet as of the end of FY 2016, because subsequent events have taken place since then. First, about the extension of the deadline of the annual securities report. We and the Westinghouse Group are former consolidated subsidiaries that filed a voluntary petition under Chapter 11 of U.S. Bankruptcy Code have been cooperating with our independent accounting auditor in the account closing procedures. As a result of this continued cooperation, but with the exception of the procedures related to Westinghouse Group, accounting and auditing procedures have been completed by today. But regrettably, because of Westinghouse Group's Chapter 11 filing, we need to take more time until the end of July to complete the accounting and audit procedures. Our final accounting procedures must be carried out after the completion of Westinghouse Group's accounting and auditing procedures, and then it is expected that independent accounting auditor will require an additional period of approximately 10 days after that. In addition, about reserves for construction loss in relation to Westinghouse Group, we are required in the investigation of the timing of the recognition of the loss by the independent accounting auditor to prove the validity of the accounting process based on the detailed evidence from the past years, although we have not been advised to make material changes.
The company will fully cooperate with the independent auditor and make every effort to release the 178th Annual Securities Report at the earliest possible time. As stated in our news release, however, we have regrettably submitted an application for an extension of the deadline for the annual securities report. We need some time to complete the group's financial settlement and to review the outcome of the audit processes. Next, I will discuss the transfer of our shares to the second section of the Tokyo Stock Exchange. the consolidated balance sheet was completed and submitted by our company to the Tokyo Stock Exchange and the Nagoya Stock Exchange today, and it was confirmed that the group fell into a negative shareholders' equity position as of the end of fiscal year. This means that the company now meets the requirements for the stock exchanges to transfer the company's listing to the second section of the Tokyo Stock Exchange and the Nagoya Stock Exchange. Our stock will be transferred to the second section as of August the 1st, and we will be delisted unless we can turn around the negative consolidated shareholders' equity by the end of March 2018. We will do our best so that we don't cause any problems for our shareholders, investors, financial institutions, business partners, and other stakeholders by recovering and strengthening the financial base and maintaining our listing. Let me now explain the third-party investment in the memory business, one of the initiatives being implemented to strengthen the financial base and reverse our negative net worth is this. As announced on June 21st in the news release titled Selection of Preferred Bidder for the Sale of Toshiba Memory Corporation, the company has selected a consortium of the Innovation Network Corporation of Japan, Bain Capital, and the Development Bank of Japan as the preferred bidder for the sale of Toshiba Memory Corporation. We are working towards the completion of the sale by the end of March 2018 after receiving a final agreement for the sale at the annual general meeting of shareholders to be held on June 28th. And after completing all necessary anti-competition legal requirements in each country while gaining cooperation from stakeholders. The environment surrounding our company has many viable factors, but it is my mission to move forward step by step while dealing with these variables. Through several initiatives, including the introduction of third-party capital into the memory business and a review of the organizational and operational structure, we will work to resolve the negative net worth and restore and bolster the damaged financial base while securing steady, stable earnings. That's all I have to say. Between now and the extended due date of August the 10th, we will do our utmost in cooperation with the independent auditor to submit the fiscal year 2016 securities report. We will continue to devote our hearts and souls to this task, and we humbly ask for your continued support and understanding.
Next, Hirata will explain the outlook for FY16 business result. I am Hirata. I will explain the outlook for FY16 business results using the PowerPoint slides. Please turn to page 4. I will start by explaining the major revisions from the May 15th announcement. The first point is about the accounting process for the parent company guarantees in relation to Westinghouse Group. As we announced on June the 10th, we came to an agreement with Southern Power, the owner of the Vogtle project, about the amount and the schedule. So as a result, there is no change from the outlook given on May the 15th. On the other hand, we are still negotiating with Scanner Power, the owner of the VC project, and have not reached an agreement yet. But we have calculated reasonably estimated amount based upon the current status of negotiation. Although we are still negotiating, the maximum amount of the parent company guarantee is not under discussion now. The second point is about the provision for lawsuit for compensatory damages in relation to the accounting issue. We have recorded a provision for a reasonably estimatable amount for the additional complaints and the prior notifications which we received after the release of the previous outlook on May the 15th. We have increased the amount of provision mainly because the amount sought in this action has increased since the time of the receipt of prior notifications. As Tsunakawa has explained, our accounting and auditing procedure have been completed by the independent accounting auditor, except for the procedures related to Westinghouse Group. On the other hand, the audit procedures for the Westinghouse Group are still in progress, but Westinghouse Group has already been deconsolidated as of the end of March 2017. Therefore, regardless of the conclusion of the audit procedures for Westinghouse Group, there is no possibility of major changes in the balance sheet as of the end of March 2017, unless there is subsequent discovery of currently unknown events. Please turn to page 5. The center of the chart shows the outlook for FY 2016. The far right shows the difference from the time of the previous announcement on May 15th, which was mainly due to subsequent discovery of events and partially due to rounding up of the numbers. Non-operating expenses have deteriorated from the previous time because of the additional provisions for action for compensatory damages filed against us in relation to the accounting issue. Income or loss from discontinued operations before non-controlling interests reflects the most recent situation of the negotiation about Toshiba's parent company guarantee with the scanner power. As a result, net loss is expected to deteriorate by 45 billion yen compared with the previous outlook, and shareholders' equity to decline by 42 billion yen. As a result, net sales is expected to be 4,870.8 billion yen, down by 6% or 280 billion yen year-on-year. Operating income and income before income taxes and non-controlling interest are expected to be 270.8 billion yen and 224.4 billion yen respectively, and up by 750 billion yen and 620 billion yen from the previous year respectively, due to discontinuation of Westinghouse Group. As a result, we expect net income from continuing operations before non-controlling interest to be 120.1 billion yen, up by 770 billion yen from the previous year. On the other hand, net income or loss from the discontinued operations, including Westinghouse Group, is expected to be a loss of 1,306.5 billion yen. Because of that, net loss will be 995.2 billion yen and is likely to deteriorate 540 billion yen from the previous year. On the other hand, free cash flow is expected to be minus 44.8 billion yen. Operating cash flow has improved because of the structural reform we carried out last year, but our credit standing has deteriorated, so we needed to secure necessary capital to continue our business. As a result, free cash flow turned to be negative. Shareholders' equity is expected to be minus 586.1 billion yen and net interest-bearing debt to be 496.1 billion yen. Dollar yen rate on March 31st last year was 113 yen, and it was 112 yen on March 31st this year, which is almost the same.
Page 6 shows net sales and operating income by segment. The column in the middle shows the revised outlook for fiscal year 2016, and the column on the far right shows the differences with the May 15th outlook. There are no major changes in sales and operating income by segment from the May 15th announcement. Let us take you through the summary anyway. Starting with net sales, the other segment is down 270 billion yen year-on-year due to the withdrawal from the personal computer business in the U.S. and European B2C markets. Total net sales are expected to be down 280 billion yen year-on-year, partly due to the impact of the stronger yen. For operating income, the storage and electronic devices solutions segment saw brisk demand for memory and hard disk drive products. Personal computer and TV products and others, which are included in the other segment, benefited from the structural reforms. There are positive contributions from fiscal year 2016 bonus cuts and special measures, as well as a rebound from the impairment losses recorded in the previous year. In the energy systems and solutions and the retail and printing solutions segments, all in all, operating income is expected to be up 750 billion yen year on year. As far as the memory business is concerned, as explained on May the 15th, the operating income margin was around 30% as of Q4, and it was expected to be around 20% for the full 12-month period. Page 7 shows the consolidated balance sheet, which is finalized unless there is a subsequent discovery of currently unknown events. The two bar charts on the left are assets, and the ones on the right are liabilities. Assets decreased by 1,200 billion yen from 5,433.3 billion yen to 4,270.9 billion yen. The category labeled other assets is down significantly, mainly due to the impact of discontinued businesses. The assets which were related to the WEC Group as of the end of March 2016 have been reclassified into others category. The consumer electronics business and other businesses which were discontinued and included in the other assets category totaled 810 billion yen. As of the end of March 2017, these discontinued businesses have been removed from the balance sheet. Cash and cash equivalents are also down due to the repayment of loans due in fiscal year 2016. On the other hand, liabilities decreased by 190 billion yen as of the end of the fiscal year. Interest-bearing debt is down due to repayment of loans. Other liabilities as a category is up by around 160 billion yen because, as in the case of assets, the other liabilities category included the debts related to the discontinued businesses of around 590 billion yen until the end of March 2016. These were discontinued as of the end of March 2017. That's the reason for the decrease. On the other hand, as of the end of March 2017, we recorded a provision for parent company guarantees of slightly more than 700 billion yen. That's the reason for the year-on-year increase. The detailed balance sheet is attached in your handout. Please refer to it later. This concludes my explanation. I would like to apologize once again for the concern and inconvenience caused by the further extension of the submission of the securities report. The review of figures, except for the portion related to the WEC Group, by the independent auditor is completed as of today. We will continue to do our best by fully cooperating with the independent auditor on their audit of the WEC-related portion, so that we can submit the securities report by the extended due date.
We now like to take your questions. I am Ohama from TV Tokyo. I have some questions to Mr. Tsunakawa. Now that your company has officially been demoted to the second section, what impact do you think that will give to the management of the company? Once again, it is very regrettable that we have been transferred to the second section. Section transfer to the second section means that we'll be removed from Nikkei 225 and topics. We need to be careful so that our credibility will not be deteriorated. We want to maintain our credibility as a listed company by retaining human resources, technology, and quality. Even though you have been demoted to the second section and you have extended the deadline of your annual securities report, do you still not have any other option but to remain listed? We have been trying hard to enhance our internal control. We have been taking measures to lift the designation, so we would like to maintain the listed status. If you were to delisted, what kind of negative impact would be given to the management of the company? What are you trying to avoid? I cannot answer hypothetical questions. Even though you can obtain understanding from stakeholders, do you not have option to be delisted? We have been taking measures mainly to continue to operate as a listed company so far. Next question is about your memory business. There is a media report that you are making moves towards Western Digital's participation in the consortium. Is it true? No, we haven't considered that. If Western Digital wants to talk to us, we would not mind discussing with them. Next question. I am Hotta from Nikkei. I have two questions to Mr. Tsunokawa about the negotiation for sale of your semiconductor memory business. First, you said that you target to come to final agreement with Inkjet and other bidders by June 28th. Is it possible? In order to reach final agreement, you need to decide the specific schedule towards closing and conditions. Can you reach agreement in such a short period? What if you could not reach agreement by June 28th? We are working hard on the contract so that we can reach agreement by June 28th. We think it is possible. What kind of measures are you thinking in case you could not reach agreement? If you are asking about alternative measures, there is nothing we can share now. The second question is about your plans for Western Digital. Is the final agreement that you are working on conditional on settlement with Western Digital? What is your future plan? Are you trying to find ways to collaborate with them by proposing them to participate in the bidders group? Or are you prepared to enter into a legal battle? What is your thought? I cannot share our thought about it as we are in dispute. Please allow me to refrain from making comments on that. Basically, we will continue to collaborate with Western Digital. We have been a good partner. We would like to continue discussions with them. We have long worked well together, so it is regrettable that we are in dispute now. It is going to be an important time from now on because we need to compete against Samsung and other players. We are constructing the building number 6, a manufacturing facility, which is to complete in August next year. We are going to install semiconductor manufacturing equipment there in December. So we are in a very important period. We would like to invest together with our partners. It is an important factory to mass produce future 3D NAND-flash memory. So we would like to invest and compete against Samsung together. It would be a pity if we could not because of the dispute. I'm sorry to ask you once again. For the final agreement that you target to reach by June 28th, isn't settlement with Western Digital not necessarily a condition? We would like to conclude a contract on the target date of 28th with this consortium. I am Ezawa from Citigroup Securities. I have two questions about WEC. It has been announced that parent company guarantee has been decided for Vogel, and it will be paid in installments from 2017 to 2021, but in BS and NPL of FY 2017 that you have announced today, will the parent company guarantee be accounted as one-time cost or over several years, as the release says? I assume that you have made provisions. Can you tell me all about accounting timing and schedule? If BC Summer case turns out to be the same situation but with different amount, can you recognize expense as one-time cost in accounting as well? Yes, your understanding is correct that the payments to the both of the power companies were accounted as one-time cost and a provision was made in March 2017 closing balance sheet. Cash will be paid over the next several years. Do you mean that in accounting procedures, even though cash will be paid over several years, is the cost accounted in 1 year? Yes. I have another question about EPC. If you can agree with the owner of the VC summer project at the end of July, I get the impression that you are moving forward. But what will happen to the fuel and the maintenance business that stays with WEC? I think there are profitable businesses. If those businesses or the company itself is sold and the profit is recognized, then will Toshiba benefit from that in the current relationship with WEC? If the fuel and the service business is sold, part of the gain from sale that goes to Toshiba will be deducted from the amount of the parent company guarantee. Is it correct that 670 billion yen is provisions for EPC, and if the market value of other business turns out to be higher, then that amount will be deducted from 670 billion yen? Yes. Next question, please. I am Miyamoto from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley. Thank you for your explanation. My first question, can you elaborate on the 30 billion yen that you booked as additional expense for scanner? I cannot disclose the details as we are still negotiating. Second question, you said that you have not reflected the impact from the subsequent discovery of events. Can you comment what sort of impact you are assuming, both positive and negative, and if possible, the amount that you are assuming? If you knew them, we would have to book them on the balance sheet now. So there is nothing, either positive nor negative, that we are assuming now. If there are various events by the time we submit our annual securities report by August 10th, and then if those occurred before March 31st, we will make additional bookings either positive or negative. Then is my understanding correct that the major items will be in relation to scanner, either positive or negative? We think we have made the best estimate on all the items that we are negotiating with scanner now. There may be some margin of error, though. Next question. I am Yamada from Toyo Keizai. I have three questions. The first question is about extension. What is the possibility that you can't make the deadline of August the 10th? What if you can't? If you miss it again, you will also miss the deadline of Q1 result announcement. What do you think of that? I just want to confirm that you said your accounting procedures have been completed except for Westinghouse Group, but is the recognition of the past years, which is the loss recognition of the acquisition in 2016, still under audit? Or still is it still in the scope of the WEC audit? Yes, that is correct. To answer your question, that what if we can't make it by August 10th? Well, we are working hard to complete by then by cooperating with our independent accounting auditor, PwC Arata. I understand that you're trying hard, but you said the same thing about the securities report deadline by June 30th. We have communicated to our independent accounting auditor about Toshiba and the Westinghouse's view, including about past accounting procedures of Westinghouse. Currently, our accounting auditor is formulating their views. We discussed with our accounting auditor about this lead time and explained it to Kanto Local Finance Bureau, and we decided to make the deadline on August the 10th. My second question is about memory. Is in your announcement 2 days ago, the name of Hynix was not listed. I understand Hynix is also included. What is the reason why you chose the Taiwanese company, and then why you did not choose Korean companies when technology outflow is very much concerned? Why did you choose them, those companies? You said you made a decision on the comprehensive basis. You could have replaced Bain and Hynix with KKR and WD. Why did you choose the scheme including Hynix as a preferred bidder, which WD would probably not accept? SK Hynix, a Korean company, intends to provide loans to one of the three consortium parties, so they will not have voting rights nor any involvement in management. It will be those three companies we mentioned who will have voting rights. Do you think that scheme can completely prevent technology outflow? Yes, I do. Why did you not choose the highest bidder? Is the amount the consortium offered the least you could accept based upon your comprehensive decisions? That was the result of a comprehensive decision. Well, this is my last question. I assume that you are having an outflow of people. I do not know the entire picture, but can you tell us chronologically when and how many people have left? I don't have such data with me now. Then I would like to have it later. And I also would like to know later is that you must have obtained information on the acquisition of S&W, including the investigation in the audit process. Can you check and tell me later what had happened and who had what level of knowledge about the risk of loss and why it was not communicated? With the situation being like this, I think you need to disclose such information. I would like to request you consider that. I am Yamada from NHK. Why did you not choose Broadcom for negotiation for the sale of the memory business? The amount they offered exceeded the amount proposed by Japan-US-Korean Consortium or Japanese government. What was wrong with them? As I said earlier, we decided comprehensively based upon many factors, not only the valuation of the enterprise value, but also maintenance or employment of our staff and factory and technology outflow and healthy expansion of the business operations and so forth. What kind of role did the government play in the decision of the preferred bidders? Did the government policy have any influence on your judgment? Government policy is one of the many factors we took into consideration, but we took the lead in decision-making process. Did Toshiba make the decision by yourself? We took all stakeholders and related parties in consideration, but basically, it was us who made the decision. Understood. About the provision for the parent company guarantee for Westinghouse, you have said in the past press conference that the amount would not increase anymore, but now it has turned out that it may increase in the future. Why? There are two reasons. Southern's case turned out to be in line with the original forecast, but in the Scanner's case, the amount has increased in the negotiation process. I cannot tell you the details now, but it looks like we will be able to conclude the contract with this amount. Does your policy about independent accounting auditor remain unchanged, that you will continue to contract with PwC Arata for accounting and auditing procedure for this fiscal year? Do you mean fiscal 2017, the current fiscal year? Toshiba intends to continue to work with PwC Arata. Thank you. Next question, please. I am Moriyama from JP Morgan. In the past press conference, you said that your policy about the sale of your memory business is to be able to sell for as high a price as possible and that you also consider the balance in investment. Judging from the press report made so far and today's conference, from the perspectives of the bidder's investment balance, is my understanding correct that since Inkjet came into the consortium later, which makes the government involvement over 50%, you have no more concerns about the bidders. So going forward, you will be focusing on the amount and the timing? Major factors that we took into consideration were the things that you have mentioned. The amount offered was around 2 trillion yen, which is enough for us to be able to strengthen our financial standing. We focused more on factors such as employment, technology outflow, and then others that you mentioned. About your semiconductor business, in your past release, you said that shareholders' equity is a little less than 60 billion yen, and in gains from the sale will probably be 1 trillion 400 billion yen. I do not know what tax rate you are assuming, but what is the amount of cash you expect to receive, including gains from sale, if you could sell the business for 2 trillion yen? Are you asking about the amount which contributes to shareholders' equity? It will be about 700 billion yen. My last question is a hypothetical one. In the future, if you remain listed and then sell the semiconductor business almost 100%, I think operating income in the remaining Toshiba business will be about 50 billion yen. Then what would happen to the 6 or 7 listed affiliates, especially Toshiba Plant and Toshiba Tech? Would you spin them off, or would you make them 100% subsidiaries of yours in an aim to increase EPS on the consolidated basis? We are not thinking about spinning them off now. What about consolidating them? No consideration that either. Next question. I am Otsuka from GG Press. I just want to confirm, you said that capital improvement is to be 700 billion yen plus. Judging from the outlook of the shareholders' equity, even with the improvement of 700 billion yen, it will be a little over 100 billion yen. Does that mean, even though you sell your memory business, your shareholders' equity and financial condition continues to be weak? What is the outlook?
Yes, the amount is correct for the portion of the sale. There is also cash flow for the year coming into the shareholders' equity. We have taken various capital measures, including the asset sale. Our plan is to achieve an appropriate shareholders' equity ratio by the end of fiscal year 2017. That includes all of these items. Now that the 2 trillion yen number is being shown, you must have a clearer view. How much improvement do you think is possible? Suppose we can sell at around 2 trillion yen. We are hoping to bring our shareholders' equity ratio to almost 10% as quickly as we can. You are expecting the recovery by the end of fiscal year 2017, understood. Another question is about the semiconductor business. If the government bodies are to hold more than half of the stake, my concern is that, like in the case of JDI, once the company is put under the control of the government or INCJ, that the business will start to decline. Can INCJ really run this business? You may not be as concerned once you have sold it, but what do you think will happen? My understanding is that the senior managers of Toshiba Memory will continue to run the business and make decisions on investments, even though the new shareholder, INCJ, will oversee the company as a shareholder. The actual business execution will be carried out by the same people. In that way, I think they can ensure stable management. Next question, please. Kawada from Asahi Shimbun. As part of the reasoning for the extension in submitting the securities report, you mentioned in the latter half of your explanation about loss recognition. But to me, it seems the same as in May. Has there been any progress on that? Thank you for your question. I believe you are asking about the adjustments of recognition for the past years. Is that correct? Yes, if that's the case, there has been progress. Since then, the company has prepared a position paper as well as evidence, and currently these are under review by the auditor. I remember Toshiba's claim was that there was no evidence for recognition in the past years. Has your position not changed while you are trying to get an appropriate opinion from the auditor? Has your position not changed? I don't think you can reach an agreement with the auditor without some concessions. It's not a matter whether there is any concession or not. All we are asking for is that the auditor sees things correctly. Then, do you believe you can obtain an appropriate opinion from the auditor by waiting for another 40 days in August? Well, right now, we are working with the auditor, discussing work methods and so forth. If I may add, What we want is an opinion from the auditor. It doesn't matter whether the opinion is appropriate or inappropriate. If the auditor presents an inappropriate opinion, saying the figure is off by 100 billion yen, for example, we just have to correct the figure. All we want by August the 10th is an opinion from the auditor. And that's what we are working for, in cooperation with one another. Do you mean you want to avoid a disclaimer of opinion? Yes, we are trying to file a securities report in the proper way. One more question. With the pending litigation with Western Digital over the sale of Toshiba Memory, my understanding is that you are negotiating for a third-party investment with some conditions, meaning that no investment will be made without a resolution of the case. And in that case, if there is no resolution, you would not be able to reverse the negative net worth. Do you have any contingency plan? Since the case is still pending, I cannot give you a detailed plan, but we will make sure we can bring it to a close by March. Don't you have a plan not to renew the JV agreements, including the one for Fab 6? Don't you have a plan to take a hard stance? Since we have worked together for such a long time, we want to continue to work together. That includes JV agreements as well. In terms of the JV agreements, I mentioned Fab 6, but we also have JV agreements for Fab 3, 4, and 5, which are coming up for renewal in several years. We are hoping to resolve the case and renew the JV agreement. Next question, please. Shimada from SMBC Nikko. I have three questions. First, if an operator such as Scanner decides to withdraw from the construction of nuclear power plants, is there going to be an impact on the P&L? Another question is a put option from Kazakhstan. What kind of impact do you foresee on your BS and PL? That's my first question. Your question is, what happens if Scanner withdraws, right? Currently, we are negotiating over the parent company guarantee on the assumption that construction will continue, so we are not thinking about such a possibility. Regarding Kazakhstan, this autumn, the due date for exercising the put option will be reached. If the put option is exercised, we will bear the burden, but we are not thinking about this possibility either. Will this affect the BS at the end of fiscal year 2016? The risk is not being taken into consideration, is it? The put option has not been exercised yet, so... Well, another question is, if Scanner withdraws, it will become smaller. Is that the correct way to understand the parent company guarantee, generally speaking? Sorry, what will become smaller? I am asking whether the amount of the parent company guarantee will become smaller in the event where Scanner decides to withdraw. Generally speaking, we have guaranteed the maximum amount, so we would pay the amount that we are trying to decide on right now. We may or may not renegotiate the amount due to a change in the situation, but we believe that there is no possibility for the amount to become larger. Well, I was asking whether the amount can become smaller, not larger, but I suppose you cannot comment on that. I will go to the second question. In order to close the deal by the end of this fiscal year, the company will have to obtain permission from each antitrust authority. I think that's the key concern, as mentioned earlier. How do you plan to execute this? China is always a slow mover in this sense. In Korea, permission may be obtained because SK is involved. And what will happen if you fail to obtain the permission from any major antitrust authority by March 31st next year? That's my second question. As I mentioned earlier, there are three members in the consortium. SK of South Korea lends money to one of these members, so there is no voting rights for SK. The plan, therefore, should be relatively easy for the authorities to accept. As to what happens if we can't get an antitrust clearance, we are not thinking about that possibility right now. Finally, were the intellectual property rights related to NAND memory flash transferred back to the parent company? What is the status of the IPR? That's my last question. Right now for Toshiba, IPR is the most important asset. In that respect, our biggest concern is the access rights to the IPR. In fact, between SanDisk and Toshiba, there are joint venture agreements. However, Western Digital does not have access rights. We are trying to decide whether we should block access or not. No decision has been made yet. We are trying to decide. Suppose that Toshiba memory becomes independent with the IPR of NAND memory held by the Toshiba side. Toshiba memory as the manufacturer of NAND products, well, is Toshiba providing licensing to Toshiba memory? Is that going to be the case? If not, please explain. Are you asking about the case where Toshiba memory is sold from Toshiba to a third party? Yes, that's correct. I want to understand the disposition of the intellectual property rights of NAND today and then after the sale of Toshiba memory. Our basic thinking is that Toshiba memory cannot operate without IPR, and so the IPR will be transferred together with the company. Is that the case? Yes. Then currently is the IPR owned by the Toshiba side? Yes, that is the case. Next question, please. I'm Kubota from Kyodo Tsushin. I have two questions. There are various media reports. I believe the sale would be difficult unless the case before the court with Western Digital is resolved. But, Mr. Tsunakawa, why do you think things have become so complicated and hostile? What was the root cause? How do you think about that? Well, Western Digital and Toshiba had been working well together in the past. We worked together when we built the new Fab 2 in Yokkaichi. However, when we were in the situation where we had to sell the company over the issue of the price of the sale, over the price of the company, there was a big gap. We thought that they would work well together with the new buyer, but Western Digital side took an interest in acquiring control over TMC, and we took a position against that. That's my understanding. That's the outline. It was all about pricing, wasn't it? Well, there was an antitrust issue as well. As I mentioned earlier, it was determined from a broad perspective. I have another question. Earlier, you indicated a strong determination to maintain your listing on the stock exchange. That would mean that you would have to overcome many obstacles from this point on. If you fail to maintain the listing, can I understand that as the management, you will take responsibility for that? I cannot answer a hypothetical question. Next question, please. My name is Mochizuki from The Wall Street Journal. I have three questions. First, about the relationship with SK Hynix. You've been indicating that there is no chance of technological leakage where there are no voting rights. But there was an incident in the past of research data being leaked. SK, when nominated as part of the consortium, maintained that they wished to make the best use of the business opportunity. Could you elaborate on the rationale behind there being no technological leakage risk without voting rights? Second question. The other day, Mr. Terry Goh of Honghai said that he has not given up. Even after the preferred bidder is selected, is there a window of opportunity for negotiation with others, or is it completely closed? That's my question. Third question. What are you going to do with the Sazae-san, the popular TV cartoon you sponsor, going forward? What is your idea now? First, to answer your question about SK, no voting rights means that they cannot essentially participate in management. If they do not get involved in the management, then there is no concern. Regarding Honghai, I don't know all the details, so I will refrain from making any comment here. As for Sazae-san, we believe Sazae-san has adequate marketing value, so we do not intend to change anything at the moment. Next question, please. Tanaka from Nikkei. I have two questions. Earlier, the company mentioned that because of the sale, there would be a positive impact of 700 billion yen on shareholders' equity. Generally speaking, without going into detail on the numbers, from 2 trillion yen to 700 billion yen, you have taxes and other payments. Is 700 billion yen the proceeds minus these expenses? Yes, it's after tax. Okay, second question. You have set a new due date of August the 10th to submit the securities report. You said that's the schedule you determined. After consulting with the auditor, you said, why August the 10th? You may want to finish it before the announcement of the Q1 financial results. Are there any other reasons to choose August the 10th? In view of the remaining settlement processes that we still have to go through for WEC portion, we checked one by one with the auditor and decided August the 10th would be the appropriate timing. My related question is about Mr. Tsunakawa's earlier comment that the company wants to obtain an opinion from the auditor, whether it is appropriate or inappropriate opinions. My understanding, however, is the company was trying to obtain an appropriate opinion from the auditor, whether it is qualified or unqualified. And that was the purpose of the extension of the due date. Can I confirm this point? The original due date was February the 14th, Valentine's Day, and it was extended to March the 14th, and then extended to another day, and so forth. Throughout this period, however, our stance has never been changed. That is, we will disclose all data and let the auditor decide whether they want to give an appropriate opinion or inappropriate opinion. Even if they give us an inappropriate opinion, all we have to do is just to make a correction and fix it. However, as we proceeded with the investigation, it was uncovered that more investigation was necessary. With the Chapter 11 process, it was revealed that we had to go back and investigate the timing of the loss recognition. So let me repeat that our stance is never changed. We will cooperate fully with the auditor on their investigation so that we can get an opinion from the auditor. We are not asking the auditor to change their opinion from inappropriate to appropriate. I have one last question. You said that you have consulted with the auditor and decided to extend the due date until August the 10th. Given all the efforts you are making, it would be much more desirable for you to obtain an appropriate opinion. Have you agreed with the auditor that August 10th is as much time as you and your auditor need to obtain the desirable outcome? Or is August 10th as long as you can wait until an outcome of any sort is obtained? How far have you coordinated positions with the auditor? How concretely did you look at this? We have worked closely with the auditor to coordinate the schedule. That's the understanding on the side of the company. Next question, please. Mizuno from Yomiuri Shimbun. I have a question for Mr. Tsunakawa regarding the sale of Toshiba Memory. Western Digital is maintaining that the process of selling is in violation of the joint venture agreements. Once again, what is your view on this point? Our understanding is that there is no violation of the JV agreement. We will proceed in an appropriate way with the process of selling. The company's understanding is that it is not in violation of the JV agreements, is it? Given that understanding, you said that you were continuing discussions with Western Digital, but time is ticking away. Western Digital revealed their schedule of having a hearing at a court in the United States on July the 14th. And the process of the International Court of Arbitration is also proceeding. While you are still discussing this, sooner or later, the court process will begin. Does that mean that you are shifting gradually to a judicial process? In other words, are you willing to go to court hearings? I believe many people are interested in this question and your answer to this question. What is your position? We have a pending case. We cannot share with you our tactics or our thoughts on this at this stage.